Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 9:42:18 until 10 o'clock here on WWL. NBA basketball here is here. WWL's your home for your New Orleans Pelicans basketball. The Pels' regular season begins today, tonight, and catch a Pels at the Memphis Grizzlies. Tonight, pregame 6:30, tip-off 7 on both the Big 870, WWL AM and 105.3 FM WWL. Ali Cosell joins us now, our friend, a credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Happy NBA season, Ali.
Good morning, Tommy. Yes, and thank you. I'm ready to get this redemption tour of the New Orleans Pelicans started.
I like it. The redemption tour. Let's talk a recap for people that are casual fans about what happened in the offseason and preseason for the Pels.
Yeah, after losing 21 games last year, one of the worst seasons in franchise history, the organization smartly decided to make major changes, and to start with front office. They brought in Joe Dumars, out went David Griffin, and Joe Dumars brought in several of his own people in the front office, including people like Troy Weaver, who have run other basketball operations before, like with the Detroit Pistons. So they remade the roster where there's only 8 players returning from last season's team. So brought in a couple of new rookies, high lottery picks in Jeremiah Fears and also Derek Queen. And then, of course, you made a trade, big trade. C.J. McCollum was traded to the Washington Wizards. And in return, you got Sadiq Bey, who's going to, I think, be a great reserve for this team, along with Jordan Poole. So you've got so many fresh faces now next to Zion Williamson, Trey Murphy, and Herb Jones. So it'll be interesting to see how it works out. But I'll tell you what, so far it looks good, right? The vibes are very good. And in preseason, the team looks really good at times.
Tell me about who's available and who's not.
Yeah, so that's one of the better storylines for the Pelicans. You've got almost the entire roster available, including Derek Queen, who hasn't seen any preseason action, but he's available to play today. Not sure how much run he'll get, but the fact that the Pelicans are very thin at center, Kevon Looney is one of the players out alongside DeJounte Moore and likely Carlo Matkovic. You're going to probably see Derek Queen get some run, but yes, almost everybody else is available, ready to go.
DeJounte Murray too?
Yeah, he's out. He's out till probably, we're guessing, Tommy, because he's still recovering from the Achilles tear
last season.
We're not going to see him for at least a few months.
All right, let's talk about the starting five, what that's likely to look like.
Yeah, so I think you can etch this in stone. It's going to be Jordan Poole, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, Zion Williamson, and for now, it's Eve Missy. I think everybody thought that Kevon Looney, who was signed during free agency over the summer, that he would probably be the starter. But since he's hurt, it's going to be Eve Missy.
I thought Eve Missy was pretty impressive last year.
There's no doubt, Tommy, he had his glimpses.
Moments.
Where
had his
he
moments.
Definitely showed his athleticism, mm-hmm. right? That length of athleticism, defending the rim running, right? But he's very young. You know, he's still very young. He's still learning the game, honestly, having only played it for 6-7 years. So I think he's the Pelican center of the future. But for right now, I think they probably wanted, like Kevon Looney, like I said, to start, because he just brings experience for a team that wants to win games now.
You got to talk about Zion Williamson. Is this his year finally?
Oh, I hope so, Tommy. I don't know how many years we've talked about him and, you know, whether it's his conditioning, his stamina, you name it, not doing things professionally. But so far, all the signs are pointing to this will be his greatest season, right? Not only is he at his thinnest weight, he's doing all the right things. And honestly, it stems back to last year. But the fact he was able to carry some positives from last year, he started that program with the Pelicans director of performance, Daniel Bove, and getting his body right after his last hamstring injury, saying, we don't want to have this happen anymore. We've got to get this body in as best a shape as we can. They've been working on it ever since, including this summer, to where now he's down to, I think, about 260 pounds. So lightest on his feet. And in preseason, we've seen that, Tommy. In the past, he's had to conserve energy, right? Mostly using it up on the offensive end. But this season and glimpses last year, we're seeing it now defensively. I mean, if you took his numbers, his per 36 minutes, if he was to play a full game, extrapolate that, his preseason stats, he was averaging 6 steals a game this preseason. That's unheard of, but it shows you that how much he's working on that end of the floor now.
Tell me about the Grizzlies.
So the Grizzlies typically are a very good team, right? They're either one of the better teams in the West or at least in the playoff hunt. But this season, they're entering with kind of a murky situation. Ja Morant, he's going to play, but he's coming off of an ankle injury to where I wasn't sure if he'd start the season. So don't expect him at 100%. Jaren Jackson, their second best player, he's also fresh off of an injury, off a knee injury. And they're also missing a slew of role players. Scottie Pippen Jr., who was great for them last year. Their starting center, Zach Edey, he's out. The guy who's replacing Desmond Bane that was traded to Orlando, Ty Jerome, he's out for at least 4 weeks or more. So they've got a lot of players out. So that's why I expect, and I'm shocked, the line says they're favored by 4.5. I think the Pelicans should be favored, even though they're in Memphis, even though they're coming off a 21-win team. I think the Pelicans just have a much more solid of a group.
How much different would it be if the Pels were in the Eastern Conference, not the Western?
I think we'd be talking about them potentially being, honestly, a top-four team, right? If you can get 65, 70 games out of Zion, I think they could win easily 50 games, right? 2 years ago, they won 49 games in the West. When Zion played, you know, about 70 games, it'd be much more in the East, right? Because that's a much weaker side of the NBA, right? That conference just doesn't compare to the West in terms of talent.
What are some realistic expectations for Pelicans fans this year and even for Joe Dumars going in?
Yeah, so I like to take the median route because you don't know how it's going to play out. Will Zion play 30 games, 60, or pretty much the entire schedule? You don't know. So I think realistically you can peg them for about a 500 record, right? So that's a massive improvement from last year. But also you're going to see greater depth, and that's what drove the success the last previous two seasons before the last one. Right, they rode Zion Williamson plus depth around him. For instance, when Zion played in the first two seasons under Willie Green, the team went 59-40, Tommy. So that kind of shows you what's under the hood. So I think they can get back to it if Zion, like I said, appears in more games. And plus, you've got something for the future to look forward to now. I think Jeremiah Fears is going to be outstanding with the improvement he's already shown in preseason. And everybody's itching to see Derek Queen, but there's a lot of hopes for him as well. So you've got talent top to bottom really on this roster.
What do we know about Hunter Dickinson? He's the biggest guy on the team.
He is, and he's going to be a kind of a backup center for this squad, where he actually already saw some minutes due to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevon Looney.
Ali Cosell? I think we got a little technical problem with Ali Cosell, but I think we got a lot of it in about the Pels taking on the Grizzlies tonight. And, of course, we got all the action for you here on WWL. Ali, go ahead, finish your thought, please.
Yeah, Hunter Dickinson, five-year guy out of Kansas. He's going to be playing likely mostly in the G League for the Birmingham team. But when they need size and depth, which we saw in that last game in preseason against Orlando, he'll be able to step in.
3 weeks from now, what are we going to be talking about?
You know, I hope that the Pelicans can get up to, say, around a 500 start, because this schedule is brutal, Tommy. Because after today, Memphis, you got San Antonio with Victor Wembanyama on the rise. Then you've got the Boston Celtics, who, admittedly, aren't going to be the world champions. But after that, it's three in a row. Nuggets, Clippers, and the Thunder. Three of the top teams in the West. So, like I said, that's how the schedule has shaken out so far. If they can survive it, they're going to be in good position for the rest of the year.
What are you hearing from the fans? What are you seeing on social media about buy-in?
You know, I see that fans really like this team, honestly, because they've seen enough of the glimpses in preseason to where they're excited, right, because of all the changes made. So national media buried them, especially after that trade that brought Derek Queen to New Orleans. But since that time, it's been on the upswing, honestly.
Thank you. Any final thoughts, Ali? Your predictions?
No. I mean, my prediction, I picked them 40-42. They're going to get at least in the play-in tournament. I think they're one of easily the top 10 best teams in the West. But if Zion plays, say, more than 60 games, they're going to win more than that.
Let's hope you're right and they stay healthy. Thank you, sir. Ali Cosell, a credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Of course, we got the action for you here on WWL, your home for the New Orleans Pelicans. Pel season, regular season, begins tonight, and catch them at the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. Pregame 6:30, tip-off at 7 on both the Big 870 WWL and 105.3 FM. And before that, of course, make sure you tune in at 4:30 for Quarterback to Quarterback with Bobby and Drew. Bobby Hebert, Drew Brees dissect the Saints-Bears game, preview the next home game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.